The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick are the perfect way to start your morning.
And the perfect night for your end-of-year parties can only be had at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
Christmas race night at the Trots is Saturday, December 10th. For bookings and more info, visit tabcorppark.com.au.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.
Too hot.
You're hot, Tina.
For Tinder.
I think you should give them a shot.
Okay, maybe I will.
Well, not Tina anymore.
No, hot people are getting frustrated with dating apps and online sites because they're not finding love, and they should be, because they're not just hot physically, but they've got a lot going for them. Career, great personalities,
charm.
Charisma, charm. But you can't see that in a photo. You want to experience that, feel it, the energy, the
old
friction.
School.
Old school.
And Ray's got disco.
Oh, Ray's got this in spades. So Ray did match with Tina last week, and that didn't happen. And understandably, it was a lot. Tina was great. She went through a week of dating, but it can be quite stressful dating publicly, and you've got, you know, there's a lot on it. So we thought, well, why don't we nab Ray and try to find, well, the way I said that didn't come out right. When I said nab Ray, we had lots of girls sliding into our DMs asking if they could date Ray, and we thought, well, okay, why don't we get Ray on the radio and do the same thing and try to find him a woman that he connects with. So yesterday he had date one. Now, this is date two. Shall we eavesdrop on Ray with his second date, date two?
Hi, Belinda. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. But, So how come your past relationships didn't work out, and how long have you been single for?
Why am I single? I seem to meet the wrong people. I'm good at running through red flags and picking wrong people. Probably give people too many chances and stay in the wrong relationship for too long.
Yeah, I feel that 100%.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. So why are you single?
Look, pretty much the same. I mean, you know, I got out of a relationship about 4 months ago. It just didn't work out. I'm at that point where if there's something I don't like you sort of just, I just sort of, like, I lose that interest pretty quickly. Like, it's, I'm at that age as well where, like, you shouldn't really have
to
settle.
You don't want to
waste your time. Yeah, well, we shouldn't have to settle. Like, I'd rather go out and meet someone that's going to value, like, me for who I am, as opposed to trying to change, trying to put up with that. And I've, you know, realised that after, you know, my last couple of relationships, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You do get to that age, for sure.
So, obviously, you can tell by how I speak, I'm a pretty confident person. I'm very, very outgoing, you know, social butterfly, as I say. So, would you say you're a confident person? Like, would that put you off, like my personality?
No, it doesn't put me off. I would say I am confident. I'd probably take a little bit to open up and come out of my shell, but definitely depends who I'm around.
So the idea of having kids for me is pretty pretty big. I haven't decided on when. I haven't really thought too much beyond it at this point. But what's your take on having kids and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I'm 34, so it's something that I think about.
Yep.
I'd like them sooner rather than later, but not.
Absolutely.
Not going to rush into doing it.
Yep.
So obviously I want to meet the right person first.
Yeah,
definitely something I want sooner rather than later.
So based on all the little things that you know about me, would you say I'm your type?
I'd say so.
You'd say so?
I hear you're funny.
Yeah.
So.
I am funny.
That's definitely a plus.
No, that's fantastic. And that's it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling in too as well and putting your name out there. I know it can be pretty daunting, so.
That's okay. It was good chatting to you.
Yeah, definitely. Hope to speak soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
There it was. Date two. What did we think, boys? Did we detect any sparks?
I thought she was quite cute the way she said it's going to take her a while to
open up
and break her walls
down.
Always
like a mystery, don't you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery. It's like a present. You just want to keep unwrapping it. One of those like Russian dolls.
Yeah,
what's under the next layer? Bang.
I think it started well, but so did Australia against France.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened there.
He date two. No, that's it. Tomorrow he's going to make his decision.
So he's had date one and date two. Which one do we think he will pick?
I think at the moment, date one. Date two, I think they're too much in comp. Like, they like to be adventurous and go out. I think opposites attract, and I think they're too the same. They're right, both confident. Okay. I reckon they'd butt heads too much.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
It wasn't long enough to detect a spark.
No, there was no spark.
Because he's a sparky guy.
Yeah. He's up and about.
Yes. Anyway, tomorrow,
she sounded lovely.
Who will he pick? Ray. Too hot for Tinder.
7:30 on the show.
101.9 The Fox.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket.
There you go.
Inter-school gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
BV's Sports Report.
World Cup, the soccer. It is all happening over in
Qatar.
It's all happening in Qatar.
Mm.
Excellent. Now, some big things are happening. Well, there's a game on at the moment. Ronaldo just scored a goal.
Yeah. He did.
So well done, Ronaldo.
And who does he play for?
Well, he played for Manchester United, but they just sacked him. Well, it was a mutually agreed.
That's his club.
Impressed that I know
that. Which country?
Spaniards. He's a Spaniard.
No.
Spain. Real Madrid.
Portugal.
Similar. Close. Very similar countries. Spanish, I'd argue. In fact, Portugal.
Portuguese.
Wow.
They speak
was
Portuguese.
Conquered by the Spanish. So arguably I was correct.
Oh. Nando's.
But let's talk World Cup. Can I ask you a question, boys? Do you know what Son Heung-min, Josko Gvildegal and Ilya Sikiri have in common?
They all wear masks.
How did you know that?
Because I watch it.
Fev's watching the World Cup.
But you know all those players.
Yeah.
I just spent 10 minutes trying to pronounce their names.
Pronunciation was amazing.
Thank you.
Right on.
So what's happening is these guys are getting around in what look like gimp masks.
Yeah. They look like they're going to one of those key parties.
A what?
What mask?
A gimp mask. What's a gimp?
Isn't that what they're called? Like, they look a little bit like Hannibal Lecter or like Phantom of the Opera.
I prefer the first one.
What's a gimp?
Yeah.
They're
looking a bit sex poey.
I don't know what a gimp is. But it's a strange mask they're wearing. From now, I hear
Pop
you ask.
Fiction.
Yeah, that's right.
Vin Rames got caught up.
Correct.
Pretty far
mask.
From all key.
Now, I hear you ask why they're wearing these masks. Well, I'll answer that question.
Yes.
Why are they wearing these, Fiona?
Okay,
what's it all about?
Why they're wearing them is because they've already got facial injuries. Mm. So obviously. They don't want to get... How do you know, obviously? I would not have...
Because the basketballers wear them as well, because they don't want to get hit in the face.
Never seen a mask like this in my life.
They wear them in the basketball and stuff.
I've only ever seen the clear ones, though.
No, in America, the basketballers, they wear the black ones and they cover the whole face. It looks sick.
So they don't get any more facial injuries, ensuring that they can play on without risk of further damage.
Mm.
I thought I was bringing something to the table, but no, you already knew that.
Just general knowledge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's cool, though. I like your report, though.
Thank you.
You spoke well. Their names, that's harder than anything.
So my pronunciation of some men's names was what you found the most impressive about.
Yeah, especially
about
the first one.
What if I told you that the masks were made out of 3D? Polycarbonate?
They're 3D printed.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you mean? They're not 3D printed.
Yeah, they are.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? They're 2D.
What, you make these masks on a printer?
Yeah, well, 3D printers.
They make them out of polycarbonate.
They're signed by Bob Dylan. Comes out of the printer.
But that's... You still print it on a 3D printer.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no. We've got to go.
Fifi Talks Tech.
Fifi Talks Tech. We've crossed over.
Do we want to go there?
No, it gets moulded onto their face. It's made out of, plasticine.
No, but it's not a face mask that they're going to peel off and put some cucumbers over their eyes.
You just cut out the eyes.
No, you don't cut out the eyes.
What are you talking about?
Printing face masks?
It's not a $6 mouth guard when you're in grade 4 and you put it in the kettle for a bit and mould it on the head.
She's got no idea what we're talking about.
I just think you've brought some unnecessary information to my segment. I don't get this printing.
You brought unnecessary
Unnecessary information.
Masks. We all know they got masks on.
We explained how the masks were made.
But no one needs to know that.
Wow.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This holiday, no kid left out. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. So matter where they're from.
It will be
for the kids.
We're doing it for the kids this Christmas. Let's make it special for all the children of Melbourne. And we know and we're thinking of families that are doing it tough. And this is the time of year to put your hand in your pocket, pull out a few dollars and just make a difference in kids' lives, particularly kids that aren't going to have that joy on Christmas morning of presents and sharing that excitement that we know kids love, because Christmas is, let's be honest, primarily about the kids. Yeah. So head to fox.com.au. There's a, you just click the doing it for the kids and then you can just donate, I think, $5, $10, $20, as much as you like, really. But we are stressing. We know that everyone's doing it tough.
Yeah.
But just those few extra dollars, they will all add up. And already we're raising so much money with the help of Anglicare Victoria, who distribute the toys to the kids and the families in need. And we've had some organisations get behind this. Businesses are getting involved, and businesses, you're going to get a chance to get involved again. 13 10 60 if you want to call now and donate money. But also schools. And one of our favourite schools, we love this school. We know them personally because we went on a road trip a few weeks ago with Frankie, our big fox. And we visited Dramana Primary School, and these kids are absolutely brilliant. We love their principal too, Andrew, who joins us now. Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Fifi, Feb, Nick, how are you all
Big
this morning?
Dog. Morning.
Oh, Andrew, we're so excited and thrilled because you've taken on board our initiative here to raise money for kids around Melbourne and Victoria for Christmas who are missing out. And tell us what your school, what your kids, the families and parents at your school have achieved.
Yeah, how good is this? The staff, students and parents at Dramana Primary School are absolutely amazing. We just had to get behind this. What a powerful message we're able to send to our students and to the community. And we all, we passed the hat around and we're so pleased to announce that we raised $1,500
doing it for kids. Whoa. Well done.
Well done, Dramana Primary School. $1,500. What an incredible effort. So for everybody, all the families, all the kids listening, we're so proud of you. And you've made this brilliant video. I tell you what, this is, we that blew us away, Andrew. We've got a grab from it.
We're doing it for the kids.
Yay! Yeah!
Don't want anyone to miss out on presents this year.
Oh, Andrew, what a great school and community you've got there in Dramana. We were so lucky to come and see you.
Thank you so much. How good was that? Loz, my PA, is amazing on the socials. Check it out, everyone.
Got your own
She's
PA.
She's great, well done, Loz.
Hey, I reckon Dramana's our biggest supporter. Those kids really get around Fifi, Feb and Nick, don't they?
I know. Well, it's funny because we've got a greater relationship with Dramana because for years, Feb and I have been saying the IGA there in Dramana is the best supermarket
and we
in Australia.
There. We took it there.
Didn't you love it, Nick?
It was a bloody good IGA.
It's a great IGA in Dramana. Thank you, Andrew, and everyone at Dramana Primary School. The kids have done a brilliant job. $1,500. They should be so proud of themselves.
Well done, Andy.
We've got Julie from Melton. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Julie. We're raising money for the kids. Did you want to make a donation?
Yes, I want to donate $250. My brother started a respite service on behalf of my mum got sick. We fostered a boy with cerebral palsy. We wanted to keep him in the family. And he's now started 3 respite services, and all the employees are donating on behalf of it as well.
Oh, wow. Julie, Julie. Is fabulous. Thank you so much. That is so generous, and well done to your brother and Respite Services Australia. We really appreciate that, Julie.
Yeah, thank you.
And for anyone else that is in a place, 131060 phones always open this morning, or jump on our website, fox.com.au, see a donate page on there right
now. 1019 The Fox.
Now, James Blake. There we are. I'm just looking. No, I was looking at James Lake in our news booth,
I'd rather
as I
James
said.
Blake be in here.
Well, I love James. We love James Lake in
the
studio.
The best.
He should do our news from the studio all the time.
You'll regret that when he comes in.
No, I won't. Never.
He'll
never
regret that when he's trying to focus.
Yeah, it was Spencer's birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
It was.
Happy
Spencer's
birthday.
Fifth.
Spencer, 5 already. Oh. He's
it was
gorgeous.
Toby's birthday, so no
I know.
But
no, well, we said happy birthday to Toby yesterday on her
every
day.
Every birthday is irrelevant.
Oh, I see what you mean. And happy birthday to Jason Fofolla if he's listening as well.
Irrelevant.
Now, James Blake, our senior producer, is in the studio.
Hello. Yeah, big dog.
And there's lots of things we like and love about James Blake. One of the things is his girlfriend Lucy, we really love.
Yeah, she's good.
And you're the real hanger-on with her social group.
Okay. Well, so, no, it's just...
What do you think you are?
I think I'm just really good mates with her friends and I'd like to go out with the girls.
You put a bonking ban on them, though.
I did when we went down to Tasmania.
That's not fun.
Well, we were all in the same house and I didn't need that.
Did you?
He didn't want other alpha males coming into the...
Yeah, he's like, I'm the little chihuahua.
Any alpha males coming in.
Although, if you're putting a bonking ban on a whole house full of... It's pretty alpha.
Yeah. Now you have a fun on the holiday. Reverse harem.
Now, you went out with the girls on Sunday brunch, and the girls are all talking. So all the girls, most of the girls are single.
Yes, they are.
And you like to get involved in these chats and offer advice. Now, the girls were discussing, in fact, I'll let you share what you discussed.
It's fascinating insight into their lives, but I was like, what are the red flags that you have when you go into like a guy's bedroom?
So you go back to his house for the first time.
Yeah. Because like, I don't think about
that. A mum and dad in the bedroom next door.
So that's me. That would be a problem. And it was things like, this one surprised me out of nowhere. If there were two bedside tables next to the bed, that was a problem because it meant that the bloke was expecting you to stay the night and put your phone and your handbag down and all that kind of stuff.
If he had what? Sorry?
If he had an additional bedside table with like a phone charger, big red flag.
I would never think that.
Yeah, it could just...
Doesn't everyone have two bedside tables?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, it'd be weirder to have one.
Yeah, that's weird.
I rock one.
You've got one bedside table, but you've got a single bed at your parents'.
Yeah, you've got a Ferrari car bed.
And the other one that was a dead set red flag was if there were just like empty cans all over the floor in the room.
Oh, yeah. I agree. If there were food, if there were cereal bowls with caked on cereal under the bed and
what about packets of empty tubes on the side of your bed? lots of them.
It's 13 10 60. We're going to open the phone lines. If you've got red flags when you've gone back to someone's house or if you saw something the first time you go back and you see things because, and I've told you boys this before, when I was dating a guy called Debo, great, lovely guy, American.
What did you expect? He's called Debo.
He was he's a rapper / high school teacher over in New York, and he lived in the Bronx. And the first time I went back to his house and I opened the front door and he had samurai swords over the walls.
All over.
And I went, what's that about? But he was into Japanese anime, so he loved anime.
That's worse. Yeah. You've said that but thankfully he corrected the situation.
Swords
put me at ease.
I've watched enough of Crime Files and Forensic Files to see samurai swords and get nervous, but he did explain that he's into Japanese culture and anime, so it kind of made sense. Did you see overnight Elon Musk?
That's right, culture in there. Trying to wipe over the fact he had multiple samurai swords.
Elon Musk, the Twitter CEO, and also let's not forget Tesla. Now they just call him the Twitter CEO. He's got a few other strings to his bow. He uploaded a photo of his bedside table, and I thought we could unpack this. So he's got four cans of Coke, but they're a gold version. So that's either Coke for billionaires.
Diet Coke. Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Oh, he's not into caffeine. He's got a gun. That's an actual pistol by his bed. I mean, red flags.
If you just read that to me, that show in the picture, you said he's got Coke and a gun beside his bed. I'd say he's a gangster.
Well, he's Elon Musk. He's got a Buddhism ritual object. And it's funny, that was another red flag for me. I want another guy I dated.
So not the guns and the empty Coke cans.
No, not
should
the
be safe.
Is that Buddha? No.
No, because remember I dated the FBI agent and he had the gun under the mattress. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He just would put it under the mattress.
Of course he had a gun under the mattress.
Another guy, I remember that should have been more of a red flag, but he was right, when I went back to his house, right into Buddha, and he had incense burning, and I can't hack incense. I can't handle the smell of incense.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
I like infusers, have lavender and, nice smells through the house, but not incense.
Mm-mm.
I think they're red flags.
Yeah.
By the way, the Buddhist object next to the two guns is quite a, juxtaposition there. I don't know if that's... You go, you just got to pick one, Elon. Is it the guns or the Buddhists?
Yeah, you're right.
Which one?
What about that episode of Seinfeld? Great episode. Because you can do snooping too when you go back to someone's house. And 13, 10, 60, What have you found when you've snooped? Jerry was in the bathroom and looked in the girl's medicine cabinet, and when he saw some antifungal cream, he actually left.
Oh, fungicide. I mean, what could she have?
I don't know.
Fungus. Exactly.
So what'd you say?
I said I was coming down with a flu or something and I had to go home.
Deal breaker. Red flag.
Yeah, done. I just got a text off Looch, the chair.
Oh, really? Nick's wife?
Yeah. When I first went back to Nick's house, I found a blow-up toy.
He's playing poker on his phone.
That is so weird.
He's playing poker on his phone.
What are you doing with the blow-up toy?
Good attempt.
Oh, I'm saucy over here.
13 10 60 is our number.
My bedroom table at the minute's just the floor on a single mattress.
Danny in Sunshine. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Danny. Danny, have you gone back to somebody's house and seen a red flag that's made you go, nah, this person's not for me?
Yes, absolutely.
What was it?
We went back from a great night out at that club that was in the city, but it got burnt down. We went back to her house, and she had bowls of noodles all over the floor.
Bits of yogurt, a strip place,
spaghetti.
Yeah.
So just old gentleman's food. I'm sort of with you, Danny. Messy people aren't for me.
Yeah. Mate, like, listen, 2 minute noodles, nothing better than coming home and having 2 minute noodles.
Yeah, but then he's saying all food all over as if she's just left it all there. Oh, yeah.
And she hasn't backed herself and have taken someone back. If you've left bowls and stuff, or she has and just doesn't care, which is somehow even
which
worse.
Means she's hot.
I know this is the mum in me, but how hard is it to take it to the kitchen?
It's hard.
Like, seriously.
It is hard.
Pick it up and put it in the kitchen.
Nah.
Danny, I'm with you. That would be a bit of a red flag for me.
Awful.
Filth.
Yeah, absolutely.
But tell me, you're out at a nightclub, it's 4 a.m, you've either picked up a nice male or a female and you go home, they're hot, you're excited, who cares what's in the room? You're not worried about that. You're in and out.
You've given a different scenario. We're talking about dating. We're talking about...
No, he's just picked up a... He's saying picked up a chick.
Well, that would be... Yeah, but you've said... If you...
Oh, they took their shoes off and their feet were
there
no good.
Go.
I'd be straight out
there
the door.
There we go. Thank you very much. Rachel in Mornington. Hi, Rach.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Rach. Great. Have you had a red flag when you've gone back to someone's house?
Yeah, if they don't have, like, sheets on their bed, if it's just, like, the doona or anything, doona cover and stuff, it's just, it's a bit of a red flag, a bit weird.
I'm with you, Rach.
That's atrocious.
That's disgusting. Put a sheet on the bed and wash it.
Just like,
In fact, Rach, now that you've brought this up, just don't go back to guys' houses. Ugh.
Have you ever slept without the sheet on the bed?
Have I ever done that?
Yeah.
No.
I probably have at some point in my life
to. Yeah, because we left the sheets in the washing machine for too long, so they stunk, so I had to rewash them, and it took too long. And I was like, we'll just use the doona and without
the mattress.
And it was I had the comfiest sleep without the sheet. Because I get like, this is so weird.
Okay.
Alex reckons I've got something wrong with me where I've got like, what's she call it? But I like the sheets rub on my leg or something and I get all anxious and I have to take my feet, I have to put my legs out off the bed or I put them on the doona because I feel like my leg's getting like
trapped
inside. It's weird. Okay. It's like a form of, what's she say?
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, it's something that she goes, you got something.
Mental.
But it's some sort of disease like
umbrella.
But if I'm like laying somewhere and I'll be like, oh God, I can't, the friction on the bed, it just really blows me up. I can't handle it.
Yeah, right.
I get all like, she's like, just calm down. Like, she has to, like, talk me down. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah,
tell you what. That's a red flag.
No, it's cool.
101.9 The Fox. For the kids, no matter where they're from, they're going to have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
We're doing it for the kids this Christmas. No kids are going to miss out on Christmas presents, not on our watch. So to help make a difference, head to fox.com.au, click the Donate Now button. And the great way of thinking about it is think about the presents you're buying for kids in your life, your family members. Just pay for another gift for another kid out there who might not be able to get one. It's been incredible hearing the stories and also hearing all the donations. We're getting kids donating, which is such a beautiful thing to pass on to your kids, the gift of giving and the importance of charity and looking out for others in our community. And we know that last year when we raised over a quarter of a million dollars actually, the difference it made to so many families around Melbourne. And one of those families was Ellen's. And we're joined by Ellen now. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Morning.
Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you've struggled and gone through some tough times, which is happening to so many families around our city. Last year, we were able to help you out. What difference did it make having gifts and the help and the support that you got?
It made so much of a difference because I am also a mother, first-time mother. So in that situation where I couldn't celebrate Christmas, couldn't get anything for my daughter, so to be able to receive a present that was packed, and it was very special. It was very special to me and my daughter.
Oh, Ellen, that's...
It felt the spirit of Christmas, and it was, yeah.
As a parent, you know, wanting to make your daughter smile on Christmas, what was the feeling like knowing that you couldn't have that for all the people out there that want to donate? What was it like having that feeling?
It was overwhelming, to be honest. I was very overwhelmed with the gift that I got and the fact that it was my daughter's first Christmas as well. It was very special. Like, I forgot the whole situation that I was going through at that time and kind of just appreciated them for doing that. And it's a feeling that I can't explain it.
See, Ellen just said something that I'd think that's how you'd feel, because Christmas is a time for you around your loved ones, people open presents, it's happy, and you forget everything that's going on in your life because you're with your loved ones. And for, you know, her to get the present for Christmas and to feel that feeling... Because everything just goes away, doesn't it? When you're around your family and you're sitting there having dinner or lunch, everyone's opening presents, it just stops, and that's the moment. And, you know, that's just a beautiful thing about Christmas.
Well, Ellen, thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We know you've experienced difficulties in your life, and that sense and knowing that not only do people care about you but care about your daughter, Ellen, and want her to have that joy and that excitement on Christmas Day. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Legend. Beautiful, hey?
Oh, it is. And I think it's important to hear from people like Ellen because then you realise it's dire. And it's a, you know, for any parent, what a terrible conflict to not be able to spread that joy to your kids. Look at the phones. The donations, 131060, are coming through. Nicole in Whittlesea. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Good. Nicole, would you like to donate for doing it for the kids?
Yeah, so I own a toy shop here in Whittlesea, and I'd like to donate 20% of all our sales today.
Wow, Nicole, that's so generous. What's the toy store?
Charlie Horse Toys.
Charlie Horse Toys in Whittlesea. Can people also shop online?
Yes, so it's just,
mate,
Charlie Horse Toys.
Download that. Everyone in Melbourne, buy something. Clean that store out.
20% of sales today coming to doing it for the kids. That's really generous, Nicole and Charlie Horse Toys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done, Nick.
Indy in Cranbourne. Indy, you're only six.
Mm-hmm.
Indy, firstly, thank you for calling in. And did you want to donate?
Yeah.
How much?
It's me and my brother.
Oh, that's nice. How old's your brother?
12.
Oh, Indy, how much did you want to donate?
50.
Whoa! Indy, that's so much money. Thank you. That's going to make a big difference to other kids' Christmas. Oh, you're very sweet, Indy. You and your brother should be really proud of yourselves. That's a lovely thing to do. Thank you.
You're gorgeous, indeed.
So cute.
Chris in Hoppers Crossing. Hey, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
You're not six.
Chris, would you like to donate?
Yeah, I'll donate $100.
Yes, Chris.
Now, anyone out there who can donate, definitely do it, because I was one of the kids who didn't get Christmas presents through drug abuse in my parents and stuff, and if you can spare it, give it.
Oh, Chris, that to have experienced it firsthand and then to be an adult now and to know and to pass that on and to dig deep and give $100, that's a beautiful thing, Chris. And, you know, I think you more than anyone know how important it is for kids to get presents every Christmas.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, right, that's a beautiful gesture, Chris. Thank you for that. Sash in Langwarrin. Hey, Sash.
Hey, guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys going?
We're great. Thank you for calling.
No worries, no worries. Look, I just think every family deserves the love, kindness, and magic of Christmas. And hubby makes the money, so I spend it. So our family would like to donate $2,000.
Whoa! Sash! That is so generous. Thank you so much.
The hubby just drove off the road.
does hubby know you've just called in?
I might ring him later.
Yeah, don't worry. Just let him see the bank statements. Now, Sash, I love what you said then too, the magic of Christmas. Yeah. And that's just so true, isn't it? It's all about families and celebrating and looking, you know, as you said, Feb, just taking the time to reflect on how lucky we are and fortunate we are, but the magic is what you want for the kids. And Sash, that $2,000 will go a long way to helping kids that otherwise wouldn't.
And as I always say in this situation, Boxy, and we've all had it, we've all experienced it as kids, but when you've got your own kids and they're Christmas morning is my favourite time of the year to see the smiles on their faces when they open their presents. There is no better feeling, and that's the magic of Christmas. So with all these donations, there's going to be a lot of kids out there that wouldn't have that magic that are going to get it, which is great.
And head to fox.com.au to register to your donation. The more money, obviously, the more kids that aren't going to miss out. And we don't want anyone missing out.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Feb and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick love the holiday season.
And it wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Christmas race night at the Trots. Enjoy live music, outdoor bar, food trucks, free kids rides and so much more. Head to tabcorppark.com.au for bookings and more info. Phoebe, Feb and Nick.